So
one, the date, the time is 5 to 4, and we're gonna just go back over a little bit more brief history. I might touch on a few things I might have missed the last time I was with him, and we're gonna talk a little about Mr. Chavis, a little bit about the orphanage, trying to get some more history, and Dr. Shaw. We're gonna browse around over a little bit more about Roxborough. Mr. Cousin, what did you say about when you first heard of John Chavis? Where were you?
We came to Antioch.
Mm-hmm.
But first time I heard about Chavis was 1915, I believe. I didn't heard anything because we left Roxborough and went to Virginia,
mm-hmm.
near Chase City. And we stayed over there for 5 years, and then we came to Stillwater. And then in Stillwater, my daddy came to Antioch in 1903 and bought a place over there. And we never even used it until 1909. We came to Antioch in 1910, we built on that place.
Uh-huh.
And so I was kind of scattered around until that time.
Uh-huh.
But after that time, I settled down and been around here ever since.
Mm-hmm. Did you know the Cunninghams up down in Northern Ground County when you was up in that area?
Not then. I know them now, but I didn't know them then.
You didn't know them then?
No, I didn't know
them. Uh-huh. Who did you know in Sallawhite, the first people that you know in Sallawhite? Did you know that was a Presbyterian and Episcopal church up there in Sallawhite?
Yeah. Church. I know it.
It was Episcopal Church.
Yeah, I know it's that because Reverend Mayer used to be here in Austin, used to walk me up that creek.
Reverend who?
Mayer. Yeah, Reverend Mayer used to be here in Episcopal Church here in Austin. Yeah. And he walked me there to Saturday night to preach up there.
Uh huh.
Reverend Mayer.
Uh huh. Were you surprised blacks was Episcopalians back then?
Mm-hmm.
Were you surprised that blacks was Episcopalians?
No. Not especially, because it's been many different organizations, faith in the black as well as the white long then, but it wasn't many different ones, but it's from many different generations.
Did you ever go up in that community to the church or any time during that time Reverend Mayo was up there preaching?
No, I didn't.
When did you first hear of Chavises? What Chavis did you first learn of in person?
The man, Major Chavis.
Benjamin Chavis?
Yeah, he called him Major, but he's Benjamin Chavis.
Uh-huh.
He came to the Albany, I don't know what year, but in 19... I tell you, then I may have to the First War because he went to the War of Vietnam.
World War One.
Yeah.
That was before Lee Surrender.
No, that was Lee Surrender. You know, what's the war? But this was 1960.
Uh-huh.
World War One.
Mm-hmm. Did you know Benjamin Chavis' daddy that lived up there in Sallawhite?
No, I did not. I've been off from Sallawhite, but I know where he lived at, but I guess he knew him by name.
Did you ever hear talk of Benjamin Chavis that they sent off to college, that the went to school, went to Princeton, a higher learning, and they said it was sent him as a slave to see could blacks learn?
No, I never heard of that.
Mm-hmm. But you know that were eight tables that went to school.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. That went off the higher learning and went to school.
Yeah.
And they say that some of the people up in that area look kind of like Indians up in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Did you ever know any Salawites that lived up there, black Salawites?
Yeah, I didn't. I'm not particular of it. I knew some, but I'm not enough to know them. I didn't correspond with them, but I knew some Salawites up there.
Uh-huh.
I didn't have much dealing.
Did you know the one that ran Salawite shop?
No, I'm not expecting to know that.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't... Did you ever go to that church or see that church up there in Satterwhite?
Yeah, I never went to service there, but I was my pastor, I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you know the Chavers has had a farm up there in Satterwhite?
Yeah, I know the Chavers. I didn't know which one it was. I know the Chavers had a farm. You know, the Chavers were pretty good livers up in that section they called. Not as tough.
Did the Ben Chavers you knew had other brothers and sisters, or was he the only child?
No, I don't know whether Ben had other brother or not. I know his cousin, but I didn't know him.
Who was his cousin?
Arthur Chavers.
Arthur Chavers?
Yeah, he was a little bit.
Where did he live at?
He lived, of course, I know him was here in Arthur, but he lived here in New York. And, I believe it's... I don't know if Arthur Chavers was married down in Charlotte River or not before he came back to New York.
Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with the Horner School? Did you ever know that where that school was when you came out?
I used to go by there and heard a lot about it. I've seen them over there.
Did they ever tell you who built those walls over there on Horner School? Do you think the slaves helped build those walls or just an average person built all those walls over there around that school?
I couldn't say. I don't know. I didn't. I don't think I ever heard it.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever do any carpenter work at Horner School? Was you ever called in, or Peyton Bramham ever called in to do any work over there, to patchwork or do any work on those buildings over there?
Not to my knowing, because you see, they when we was in our prime, they didn't stay along. Horner. Seminary over here. They didn't stay here so long.
Uh-huh. What about the Woman's College or Hopgood College?
That's what I said. They didn't stay here so long.
Uh-huh.
You know, both of them got away from here in the early age of that, what we were doing.
Did you know Gus Carter worked over there at that?
Yeah, I knew him.
What did he do?
Well, he had name tenants. I don't know what particular he did. I don't know if it's a student job.
Mm-hmm. Did you know anybody else worked over there?
No, I couldn't recall. Now I did know one or two more, but I can't recall them right now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you ever know a man called Alex Smith?
Yeah, I knew him.
Did you know he worked over at Horner School?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I knew Alex Smith, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Him and his wife and...
When you was a kid, why was some blacks called free-issue slaves? What did they mean by that? How was it being free?
Free-issue, yeah. Well, you know, there was a whole lot of black people wasn't enslaved.
They what?
They weren't enslaved, a whole lot of them. They called them free-issue. Those that wasn't enslaved, they called them free-issue.
How did they get by about without being enslaved?
I don't know. I was got some kind of law or something they had, but I don't know. But, because you know, just like Antioch was Howard Town. It never was under slavery.
Oh, it was not?
They were called Howard Town. No.
Howard Town was never in slavery?
No, they were laying at Howard Town. But why the name Antioch could tell me now, I was, that's just why I got to say that. When they put that railroad through there, they requested them or asked them to put them, make a flag stop or something like that so they could ride the town.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't want to stop, have a stop called Howard Stop. And so they changed the name of the Antioch.
Uh-huh.
See, they'll tell me that was the reason they done it.
Uh-huh.
To keep them having the Howard Stop.
Uh-huh. Did you ever know the Andersons that lived out by the Spearmint Farm?
Yeah.
Did you know they was free too? They never was under slavery. Did you ever hear they was free as your slave?
I don't know. I never heard that discussed, but I always thought so, but I didn't have no evidence.
Why did you think so? What gave you that?
Well, actions, you know, all actions and dealings and all. I just done on my mind that they were, you know, because when they came up that way, they had a little different action.
You
know, they were in the body. They weren't no better off, but I mean, they never were on the body like that. That didn't make the financial no better off.
Right. Did free slaves have to carry papers around with them showing that they was free, that they could travel from one farm to another plantation and things like
that? Well, in some instances they did, but in the neighborhood they were not, but they lived, they knew enough. But if they were going up somewhere, they had to have, I don't know about my great granddaddy, after he was born himself, then he came to Antioch getting married at the good of Antioch. But I don't know if he had to show him, if he had a horse or mule or something he drove, he come on down there and married. I don't know if he had to show people or not.
Was his name changed because of your granddad, or do he know his real name before he was bought, before he was sold?
Yeah, he was a cousin always.
He was always a cousin?
Yeah.
When he was sold as a cousin?
Yeah.
Oh. So you don't know if he had to carry papers around or not?
No, I don't know whether he had to do that or not. But I didn't hear none of his going on until after he bought himself.
What did it mean by bush harbor when they had churches in bush harbor? What did it mean by that?
Yes, you can't take bushes and cut down little bushes and things and put racks up and then cover it up in the bushes. Or that bush harbor.
Why did you have to do that? That was a church.
Keep the sun out. That was the sun and squatting the rain a little bit, that keeps the sun up. That's a curtain almost. Yeah, but it didn't have no sides to it, it just had the top. Bush harbor.
How did people keep meat back in those days? Food? What did they do? Just cook up what they need? Could you food you eat up, or did they save?
No, I tell you, that one thing they understood better than you now. They could salt it in a way after it killed it, it's sick itself. They didn't try to. Now, I tell you, they had a, ever since I've known and heard of them, they had ice houses.
Explain that to me.
They had a house that dug in the ground and told to put some sawdust in there, and they carry ice down and put it in there and cover up that sawdust.
Where did they get the ice from?
Man, they cut ice off with the mill pond thing.
Mill pond?
Yeah, they shoot the horses with spikes to keep them from slipping. Ice would get ice would get strong enough from dry water on there. But
and a mule will walk out on ice?
Yeah, it don't get that thick now.
And it won't fall through?
No.
It got that cold back then?
It got cold and it stay cold.
And they cut the ice with axes?
Yeah, cut the ice with ice.
And haul it back to the house and put it in the ground?
Back then, ice house they called it. In town, they had, I used to have ice house right over here.
Where? On Henderson Road?
No, there's just another grove over there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they just dig a hole in the ground and unless somebody had money, somebody would find a single home had an ice house. But they have, like the town now, they have a good ice house. Cut ice and put on there and sell that.
It'll last all summer?
Yeah, man, I'd stand down there and run soil.
Yeah. From one year to the other year?
Yeah. See, I just used it up. It didn't melt up.
And what you do, wash the salt off when you get ready to use it?
Yeah.
Could you keep food down there on it, too?
I don't know anything. I do food, but I don't even really try that, but I know. But then if you keep, I eat. Yeah. And it didn't make ice cream like it did now, because you don't freeze by hand mostly.
And
that much machine.
Did the white man treat people bad in slavery, beat them and do?
Some of them didn't.
Punish him.
Some of them. And then some of them. Some of them are mean now. Some of the Negroes were mean and sleep.
Uh-huh.
And the white folks are still meaner. I mean, somewhere it's a nice town, it's pretty.
Uh-huh. What did they do to the women when they wouldn't do right? Beat them or punish them? Or how did they punish them?
Yeah, they beat them, knock them down. They beat them. Like,
take a whip or something, or switch and whip them?
Yeah. I know. They say that there was a fellow, I don't remember, I could hear him not. And he'd been, you know, white, he'd been whipping the Negro. So they thought a lot of this Negro went to, the white man done something one time, they said, and they're going to go let that Negro with it. They call a nigga that, you know, get the chest out and told him he won't do nothing with this whip.
Uh-huh.
But say, when he called for the first nigga, that nigga jumped up and said, what I've been wanting to do all the time, whoop a white man. He said, he did it.
Oh, this was another white man that messed up working for this farm, man on the farm.
Let the nigga whoop
him, whoop the white man.
Yeah.
That's what he had been waiting for all his life.
Yeah, that's what he'd been going through all his life, whoop the white man.
I had a man tell me that they try to be small with you, try to make you look small sometimes.
Well, you know, if he was in notes, you know, they figured he was small to start with.
Mm-hmm.
And if you make it into a record or anything, then, you know, lower it,
mm-hmm.
all like that.
Did did your grandfather ever hire your father and them out for the work for the white man?
No.
Huh?
No.
Y'all was never hired out?
No, he did, but I never knew my dad and them. Well, you know, my daddy, he was, I didn't want more than about 12 years old when he surrendered.
Uh-huh.
And my aunt, she was around 30, I mean, around 18, 20.
Uh-huh.
But,
what did your aunt do? How did she, if your dad was sold, what happened to your aunt?
No, one of them sold.
But what about your granddad? Did he have any other sisters and brothers?
I don't know, but I never know nothing but my granddad. I'm the great-granddad.
What kind of work did he do?
Farm, all I know. You see, he bought a farm up there in this Rockville after he bought it himself.
Where did he get the money from to buy himself, a farm?
They don't even know where he got the money from to buy himself. But, you know, it's always been that somebody thought of some of the white people that had money thought a lot of them, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then after he bought himself, you know, then he got a couple of slaves himself, and farm, you know, and he did good.
He got a couple of slaves?
Yeah, he had four, I believe all them
were. He was smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. He hired slaves to work for him.
He bought them, but you know, they didn't call him much.
Uh-huh.
No. But he accumulated. Down 8 or 9 acres of land.
Uh-huh.
And after he was freed, I mean, he was a man like that, why he got as much as the other man did. Yeah.
Did he ever go to school, your father?
I don't know where the one old school, they had some study.
Where about?
In different houses, you know. Back like I said, about look at Berea, what is his name? But then I went, you know, go by the churches and teach them. There was a white teacher over there named Saul Brown. He had one white school there. My only school was in that little one, but in one room.
Uh-huh.
And he teaches Negro. After he'd come, go back home from school, he'd come to his house, you know, in his kitchen there, and he'd give him some class.
Was he black or white?
He was white.
A white man?
Yeah.
He taught black children in the afternoon?
Yeah, and in his kitchen, you know, he'd give him some studies.
What was his name?
Charles Brown.
Saul
Brown.
Saul Brown.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew him well. I didn't know him about when he was called Hoover.
How was his parents? Tell me something about him.
I didn't know his parents. He was older than my dad.
And he was interested in black people learning.
Yeah, well, you know, he was. He'd get a little something. They'd give him some few pennies. Just like I said about this man, Don Burrell. I can't think of his name. Same name, the man in town. But anyhow, you see, he'd go around. Just like the first Negro school, Negro teacher I knew anything about, some around there, was taught my brother, Will. And he had a place down there, his own home. The county would give him a little something, and he'd let the children come there and spend the week and bring the ration. It didn't cost much, and they'd give him so much, you know, the parents give him so much teaching that being to stay in his house.
Oh, he had school in his house?
He had keeping that was his dormitory or what, but he had, I've been to where the school was when my brother was going there. Down on a branch at the old house where nobody lived in.
Mm-hmm.
And had that for school.
Mm-hmm.
That was in 1892, three.
Uh-huh.
But it didn't have no teachers occupied by the county. Then.
Uh-huh.
But I think from all evidence that the county gave them a little something.
Uh-huh.
They didn't have to keep no record.
They didn't have to keep no record?
No record to keep. The one that heard that daily record, you know.
Uh-huh.
They didn't have to turn in no record. They turned in enough to know that they was doing something.
Did you ever see a difference in kids when they was coming along, the color? They thought they were betting each other when they was coming along?
Yeah, you see that? Yes, Lord. Yeah. Always been that way. It's like I know that.
Did white man take care of his black children than he did the black ones?
Well, no, I don't know. It depends. I never noticed enough to tell the difference in color and say fear. But it had pictures on them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Why was that monument put up town in Oxford? You ever heard about that? What was the story behind that monument?
No, I never even get it. Be serious.
Uh-huh. What's the purpose of that monument?
Well, that monument, that's a little slave monument. I forget how you go.
That's a slave monument?
Yeah, you know, that's it's a monument of it. Some back in slavery time. I don't have that thing down that longest time, you know, the Institute we heard down here on Fishing Creek.
Uh-huh.
And then that they called Nature Hill.
Uh-huh.
I think that's what they done the last Nature Man over there.
Mm-hmm. Oxford had a lot of schools around here, a lot of schoolhouses. You know, a lot of people had a lot of schools around here in the area, all over the county.
Well, that's been way back on it. Because you take it, baby, I'm saying myself, even when I could remember it just started him from half school. Because I know my daddy, and his uncle built the first school in Alabama Township.
Uh-huh.
It was in the woods and he was up in high school. And Oscar had finished Kitchell College. He come back and taught there. He helped build the old start.
Mm-hmm.
But they weren't no school much nowhere in there. They had what they call an academy school. Academy.
Uh-huh.
In different towns, big towns, they had an academy. But they didn't have no little school. I remember when they started building them one-room schools.
How did you study at night? How could you see at night when you had to get your lesson out?
Well, light and notch. You're going to go in the woods and pick up light and notch.
Call it what?
You're going to notch the light. Or come off the trees with a light and notch, you know.
Light or notch?
Light and notch. You know, you see light and wood, you know, light and light. I had straws and stuff in some light.
You throw it in the fireplace?
Yeah, put it in the fireplace and be down in front of that guy, sit down in front of that
guy. And it light up the room?
Yeah, light up enough for you to see.
And that's what you study about?
Yeah.
Could you see?
Yeah, you could see. The eyes make a good light. The eye and hook, let me hook the eye a bit.
How far did you go in school?
Seventh grade, practically.
Where was the last school you went to? Where was the last place you went to school at?
That was Hollow Rock School in Virginia, Mecklenburg County.
Oh.
They just started chasing it.
Uh-huh. And you use light or not?
Yeah.
And you lay down in front of the fireplace?
Yeah, on the floor. Sometimes you put a quilt down, but mostly you get down on the floor. You know, what he was accustomed to, that was natural to you.
And what did you go to next after light or not? To cows or what?
Lambs? They had lamps.
Or lamps?
Yeah, lamps, you know, and oil lamps.
Mm-hmm. Where did you get the oil from?
You could buy oil. They had oil. I don't know. Yeah, kerosene oil, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. This is really, I don't know, 8 and 10 cents a gallon.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they had oil in there. Then they come in and making these what they call a vacuum now.
Mm-hmm.
And they had burned so much air and the oil and making them crazy like.
What do you think about the Presbyterian Church putting money in Oxford to build a school, helping Dr. Shaw? You remember the lady who helped him? Uh-huh. Did you have dealings with Dr. Shaw?
No, especially. I knew him and I'd done some city work for him around some of the dealings.
He had dealings where? Where did you work on his dealings at?
Well, right there he had two dealings there and George Branch got them after he passed, but right there where there's a church that used to live, there's a church there now.
Where?
Charlotte Taylor used to live, the contractor. But there's a church there over there on, before you get to Smith Hill. There's a holy church, I call it.
Uh-huh. Charlotte Taylor.
Yeah.
What did Charlotte Taylor do?
He was a contractor. He was a builder.
What did he build?
He built a house. He built houses and he built, I was working with him, built John Young Theater.
A black man?
Yeah, Charlie Taylor.
He built John Young's theater?
Yeah.
Did Peyton Brandon work with him then?
I don't know all the carpet. I was doing brickwork then. And, I done all the brickwork, I know.
What else buildings did he build after? Did he build a post office?
No. Betts and Henderson built it there. First, I mean, the hotel there. And put up there, yeah, right.
Was he a black man or white man?
He was a black man, John Betts.
A black man?
Yeah.
Built the hotel downtown in Oxford?
Yeah.
That big one?
Yeah, went to right there where
the bank is now?
Yeah.
What's his name?
John Betts.
John Betts.
Yeah. He built I don't know if hotel or what, but he played the club.
Did you work with him?
No, I never went to it. Not there. Because me and Charlie really got to build the wheel, build the 5 and 10 cent store road in Helen and Betts and his man went for us.
You built the 5 and 10 cent store downtown on Main Street?
Yeah, we and myself and Charlie Ridley was the contractor.
Charlie Ridley?
Yeah.
Where was he from?
He was down in the city, down there on.
Y'all built the Rosie 5 and 10 cents store downtown and all. And what else did y'all build?
Charlie Ridley was sitting at the store mostly, and I was at the mansion. And we ran both at the same time.
Did y'all get the bricks from the brickyard down at the... And did y'all build the next store beside the 5 and 10 cent store?
No.
Y'all just built the 5 and 10 cent store.
Yeah.
What else building did y'all build downtown?
That's only downtown. That's the only one there. I built it again in Oxford, on the corner here, where Todd and King is.
You built that building?
Yeah.
Where Todd and King were Hall Drugstore, beside Hall Drugstore?
No, up there on the corner.
Yeah, Tontine is on the corner.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm in.
Where Grandma Insurance come in.
No, I tell you about it. They're on the corner. No, I wasn't in there.
They're across from the post office.
No, this is they're on the corner. You're turning that coming up. And they can turn off a Hillbrook Street on Main Street.
Uh-huh.
In
uh-huh.
that corner there.
Okay, that's a Penny Furniture Company. It used to be, Penny's used to be, J.C. Penny's used to be there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now Cato's is there now.
Yeah. I built that.
What about Fox's?
I didn't know. That was already there.
You built the building right down the corner with Cato.
Yeah, you see, it's the water building and they tore it down and rebuilt it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And you rebuilt it back?
Yeah.
Oh.
Charlie Ridley and myself were kind of partners working together then.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes he gets the job, he's running. When I get it, I run it. I don't have this job, but he's working this, we were working together yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what was the first black church ever in Oxford? Did anybody tell you what was the oldest black church in Oxford?
No. But I don't know. The oldest one I know was West Baptist.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's it.
Mm-hmm. That's the oldest one you think it was?
That's the only one I know of. Because I used to have a lot of time. All the women used to be working. They worked then on the church. That was an old church. And they didn't have anything but every night was a lamp light. I mean, oil lamp. Now you go around and have less meetings. Better light in the church anywhere.
Did Mr. Johnson run a store right there in William Breedlove? It's Paul Johnson, your daddy. What's his name? Lee Johnson. Did he have a store downtown there?
I don't know.
Was he a real estate man?
No, I don't know.
What did he do?
I never knew he was a carpenter.
He was a cobbler, too?
Yeah, he was number one cobbler.
Well, all these cobblers around here, where did you find work to do? So many cobblers around here.
Well,
you didn't have no white cobbler, too?
No, not many. There wasn't any white cobbler.
Huh?
There wasn't any white cobbler. Of course, Charlie Taylor was a contractor. He was a percentage contractor.
Charlie Taylor?
Yeah.
Was he? Oh, he was black?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He was a percentage contractor?
Yeah, he was a contractor. He didn't have money, but he was contracted by the own percent.
Uh-huh.
But he had all the work he could do.
Uh-huh.
And, they had one or two days. I know he was contracting. My dad and a man, Phil Cool, his uncle, Davis, right? Davis knew that.
Where?
On Front Street, say there. Third house down, right over there, that brick house on Front Street.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was dead.
Uh-huh.
My dad and my man, Barbara, Pascal, built that.
Was there ever a black newspaper in Oxford? Anybody ever start a newspaper office in Oxford, try to print papers? You ever?
Not to my knowing now. I don't know. I can't confirm it.
When you come to Oxford, that monument wasn't there, was it?
No, no. Oh, I know they have a Christ sheet come in here. University was well in the street.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, of course, you don't see me there.
That's where everybody got water from.
Yeah, they shut that. Yeah, one of them a few cobblestones, and one of them seen him in the driveway, seen him walk.
Uh-huh.
And at night, you had a man go down at night, the street light.
Uh-huh. How was blacks being treated back then?
Well, most of them called themselves and seen by the night, but they didn't. They wasn't bumming around so much. They tried to be pretty strong, you know.
Uh-huh.
But they're out in the neighborhood.
How did Grammar County blacks get so much property, own so many acres of land around here? How did blacks in Grammar County manage to come up with owning so much land?
Well, I don't know all the other, but the land was cheap, and just a few white people that ever created those land from my knowing. I know when land was $2 an acre.
Uh-huh.
And just a few.
Who was the largest landowner black you ever known in this county back then, way back? Was Venable Daniel a big landowner, or the Ritleys was a big landowner, or?
I think Tom Peace was a big landowner.
Tom Peace? Yeah. How much land did he own from Peace Street all the way over to Antioch?
No, I don't mean that Tom Peace. I mean Tom Peace down there. Therefore.
Oh, he was black?
Yeah.
How much land did he own?
I don't know. He had farm. I don't know. That's my he had a whole lot. He didn't have so much land. I knew of one. He had a whole lot of lots. What they call Peace Town. He built a lot.
Uh huh.
But he had a pretty good farm up here in Indiana. But I couldn't say who was the heaviest man on.
Dr. Shaw had a big farm.
Yeah, he had. Well, you know, you can find most anywhere that had farms to live on and all like that, and a few, but they never had so many renters.
Where did the orphanage buy that land? Who did the orphanage buy that land from? They got that building. They built that school on. Do you know who owned that land before the orphanage? You ever heard of who owned that land before the orphanage?
Yeah, but I don't know who it was now. I wasn't there, but
uh-huh. Was the orphanage here when you came to Oxford as a little boy?
Yeah.
Was Mer Potter here too?
Yeah. Both that was new, you know, they hadn't been in so long, I don't know how long, but both of them had new to the step.
Uh-huh. Did they ever have a post office in a house or the courthouse in a house here in Oxford? Were you ever told that?
No, I never heard that.
Was blacks ever buried in that graveyard downtown, in the center of town? Was that a slave graveyard at one time?
Uh-huh. Not that I know.
Uh-huh. Whites always been?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What, did they bury soldiers in that graveyard first, or what?
Yeah, I don't know. They had discontinued that, but I didn't know anything about it.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So you worked on most all those buildings around here, you and Charlie Taylor and John Betts.
The Negroes were doing most of the carpentry right there.
Uh-huh.
Most of the buildings, though. I don't know whether white man figures nothing, Well, he was trying to get a head or an education instead of practice. You know, these people that the carpenter was experienced carpenter.
Uh-huh.
They've been working at it so long, they could have the experience of it.
Uh-huh.
But the white man, he was looking for the leather.
Uh-huh.
He was looking to make it stir. He's called an electric show by doing it. He was looking to get that. And then I tell you, the whole idea was back along then. They like to tell you what to do this time. They won't do it so much. They want to be in the shape to tell you what to do.
Who was doing a lot of telling back then?
I mean the white man of a whole.
He didn't want to do what?
He didn't want to get up and hand for it. He wanted to be the man to tell you what to do.
Oh, he didn't want to work?
No, I didn't want to hurt himself away.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He want to stand back and tell you what to do?
Yeah, yeah, tell you what to do.
But he didn't know what he was doing, though.
No, well, he all he knew was tell you what to do. And he had some book learning what that was a whole lot different from the practice.
Well, you didn't take all for a man telling you what to do and didn't know how to do, did you?
Well, it depends.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
could you read blueprints?
Oh, yeah, but that, I mean, that don't mean altogether carpenter way. That means I'm a whole and working. That he's a common labor.
Uh-huh.
He wanted to tell, he's going to be telling them what to do. That's what I mean.
How did they clean out toilets around here? How did they do that kind of work? Who went around doing that kind of work?
Some of that's called dump trucks.
Dump truck?
Yeah, trucks would go around and on and clean them.
What, on a wagon or what?
Yeah, two-wheeler, something like a two-wheeler wagon.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that is a wagon made for it.
Uh-huh.
They can dump it, you know, they load them up and carry them to certain places and dump them.
Uh-huh.
That's what they used to do around Baltimore. And then they get that stuff up and scatter it and make spin. My wife got what she did and make spin. And he used to grow spinach around Baltimore up until here a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you remember when they ran the first water line in Oxford? Did you ever know Fred Douglass?
He used to come here
working with the water company?
Yeah, I know Fred Douglass.
Uh-huh. What about Asgill? John Asgill used to work with putting down the street, the asphalt. Did he come in with R.J. Laster working with them? Did you first knew him then?
I don't really come here with Laster.
Uh-huh. But did you know John Asgill?
No, I knew him. I don't know when I knew him. I've seen him.
Uh-huh. When you was around a boy, your parents, did you ever have black books? Did you ever know teachers that... When did black books come out? When children started, white started, black teachers could teach out of books. And did you ever see, what was the first black book you seen?
No.
I've heard of.
Yeah. I don't know. I tell you, first the day I went to school, they had what you call a blue-black whip.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, had running a line of bacon and stuff like that. And that one whip, the book, had some other thing.
Uh-huh.
And then the next 7 years I went to school, handsome Speller came up.
Did you ever see a black picture in a book the whole time you was a little boy when you were going to school?
I don't believe I did. You've done some bad. But I don't believe I didn't know that.
Well, George Washington Carver, the first black man you had ever heard of when you first heard of a man that's supposed to have been a great leader, a great black man.
I've been to Booker T. Washington's village and all the church. We had a meeting in the church, but
what was this at?
Down in Georgia.
Tuskegee?
Yeah.
Had Booker T. Washington ever been through this way?
I know it. I've been to the home, let me see. George Washington, Bushy Washington. But anyhow, both, two of them, lived there on the York River. So we had the York River go down to Virginia.
Uh-huh. Did you know it was a guy in Oxford named John Chambers teaching white chair?
Yeah, I heard of it. I didn't know it, but I heard of it. Yeah.
Where did he teach at?
I don't know, but I heard of it. He was instructing him somewhere. You know.
He taught Mr. Horner chair that set up Horner School.
I wasn't in on that.
Did you ever hear talk of Mr. Wortham out in?
Yeah.
Out, Mr. Wortham?
Mr. Wortham.
Yeah, did you ever know him?
No, I've seen him, but I saw it before you made a come out because I heard him.
What did he do?
He was kind of a school man.
Did you know he was a school teacher?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing I know him.
Was he a justice of the peace or a magistrate out in his area?
Not that I know of.
Uh-huh.
He lived here around Oak Grove, something like that.
Was he a light-skinned man?
Yeah.
Looked like he was white?
Yeah.
Could he pass for white?
Well, it depends, you know. Close examination, I don't think he really was whitish. Of course, you know, some boys ain't white at all.
You think he was a free issue man? Free to go and do like he wanted to do?
Well, I think he had excellent part of freedom, but they had a little restriction on all of them.
They had restriction? What do you mean by that?
I mean, you know, you went too far in anything, they'd hold it up.
How? In what way?
I mean, it's the living or talking or planning, whatever it is, you get too much of a lead on that. Well, now, getting long time here, coming on here, and getting much better. Because I knew him when I was a kid, and getting much better with that. Yeah, before that, it was kind of tank on him. He didn't do so much. We get by.
Oh, they let you know when you're getting out of your place.
Yeah.
The white man call you and say, hey, John, yeah. You too smart, or Bill, you're going too fast.
Yeah.
You got to slow down.
Yeah.
If you didn't, they would kill you or hang you.
Yeah, they'd punish you something. And it depends. Now, like I said, there always been some prison.
Was it Ku Klux Klan back then?
No, I never heard of it until a few years ago. I don't know if they said it. Now, they had patty rollers, they called
them. Patty rollers?
Yeah.
What do that mean? I ain't never heard of that before.
That's what they on the same order of a Ku Klux. Patty roller gets you, you know. Nigga, get over there, you get run away from this monster or anything like that. Patty roller gets you.
What, like a bounty hunter? They get paid for going and picking up their slaves and bringing them back.
I don't know how that went, but I know that patty roller and catch you over, and you couldn't give an account or didn't have something to show for it. They carry you somewhere, they find out where you're going and then carry you back. I didn't make up pay for it, but they call them patty roller.
Uh-huh. Was it a blacks patty rollers?
Not
what that patty mean, white?
Yeah.
That's where that word come from.
It is. Oh, that's what it was. Patty rollers. That's why I was saying about my great-grandfather, you know, after he bought himself, he was a free man. He didn't need no people then. Patty rollers won't get him because he was free.
And he had his own slaves.
Yeah, you see. What freed him when he bought himself.
Uh-huh.
See, you couldn't own a slave unless you were a free man.
You reckon there were some more blacks back there could bought themselves too?
I suppose it might have been, but that's the only one I knew of.
Uh-huh. He was a powerful man to buy himself back then.
Well, he was about 20, 15, 20 years old. He was a young man.
How old was he when he died?
I don't know.
Did you see him live? Did he ever live with y'all?
No.
Could he read and write?
I don't know. He died before I was born.
Uh-huh.
He died there. Died 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, he probably was back there with Nat Turner and those people.
And he was like, 60, 50, 60,
1850, 1860.
Yeah.
Well, could you tell me why so many blacks from Virginia came over to North Carolina to go to school and to learn? They just didn't have schools over there. What happened?
Well,
And Virginia just didn't have schools in this section.
No.
And that's why so many people from Virginia came to North Carolina.
Because
Virginia didn't allow blacks to, didn't allow niggas to go to school there. They didn't want to educate their blacks.
No.
Why Virginia was so hard on black people?
They were a Negro or human too, and they didn't want to conceive of it. They wanted people as a slave. They wanted to have rights, they could make them do what they wanted. Work for them.
And work for nothing?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They didn't work for whatever they say. They do like they say they do.
Why would you, do you remember when you seen the first airplane?
No, I don't.
What about train? Do you know where you were when you seen the first train?